Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Rates are set to increase dramatically next month for elderly Alaskans living in the state's pioneer homes. Alaska Public Media reports that's because the administration of Governor Mike Dunleavy is sticking with a plan to have the state-owned assisted living facilities generate enough revenue to cover their costs. According to notices posted by the Department of Health and Social Services, the Pioneer Homes are also changing the number of support levels from 3 to 5 based on care requirements, and depending on the level, a resident could see their monthly rate more than double. Clinton Lassley is director of the state's division of Pioneer Homes.
It's the same services that we've always been providing. We're just really putting pen to paper. You know, they're being charged what it costs to provide the service.
Some have worried that fewer people will be able to afford to live at the homes, and Lassley acknowledges he has had some difficult conversations with elders and their families concerned they will have to move. But he stresses that as per state statute, the Pioneer Homes would not evict someone who could not pay and that the state is still subsidizing care for those who cannot fully afford it through an assistance program according to how much they can pay.
Those individuals that were paying them rate that we had advertised, but, you know, may be able to pay more towards their care, will be asked to do that. And then if they need payment assistance, we would use the same payment assistance qualifiers that we use today for any other resident that lives in the home.
The rate increases, which take effect September 1st, reflect a more than $7 million reduction to the Pioneer Home budget, a smaller cut than what Governor Dunleavy had first proposed. A state House bill which would reverse the rate increases passed the House but has yet to be taken up in the Senate. A 14-year-old girl is missing and has possibly been abducted in Nome. KNOM reports that Nome police received a 911 call Sunday evening from a girl identifying herself as Daisy Rock. They say she described her surroundings to police, who launched an extensive search in Nome and the surrounding area. NPD Chief Bob Estes says that Rock is with a male companion by the name of Bryce, but have no additional information about him. The Statewide Rescue Coordination Center has dispatched a Coast Guard aircraft to aid with the search, which state troopers, the FBI, and Nome Search and Rescue are also assisting with. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.